something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Joe McCormick, and this is The Artifact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind, focusing on particular objects, ideas, and moments in time. In June of 2020, the international auction house known as Bonhams put a rare artifact up for bidding. It was an original manuscript of the English physicist and mathematician Sir Isaac Newton, dating back to the 17th century, containing Newton's handwritten notes on a book he had read around the time he went into quarantine to avoid the bubonic plague. The book was called The Tumulus Pestis, or The Tomb of the Plague, by the Flemish alchemist and physician Jan Baptista van Helmont. In this manuscript, Newton summarizes van Helmont's first-hand observations and warnings about the plague, which were based on his time working as a doctor in Antwerp when it was struck by an outbreak in 1605. The tumulus pestis, of course, predates the germ theory of disease, so the advice it gives is of limited scientific value. It does recommend avoiding areas crowded with infected people, which is sound, though pretty obvious, but it also warns, for example, that infection could be spread if you were to touch a pestilent reed with your finger. Newton records van Helmont's prescriptions for treatments and prophylactics against infection as well. Some come in the form of amulets made of gems like sapphire or amber. But according to Newton's notes, quote, "The best is a toad suspended by the legs in a chimney for 3 days, which at last vomited up earth and various insects in it onto a dish of yellow wax, and shortly after died, combining powdered toad with the excretions and serum made into lozenges and worn around the affected area, drove away the contagion and drew out the poison." Today, we know the plague is caused by a bacterium, Yersinia pestis, and it can usually be treated with antibiotics. I really doubt the lozenge made out of powdered toad vomit and toad corpse would be effective at staving off infection, and I don't know what would have caused an early modern physician like van Helmont to believe in it, but one thing that's absolutely impossible to ignore is that the vomiting behavior of frogs and toads, known technically as anurine emesis, is a surprising, memorable, and many-splendored thing. For example, if an untrained observer were to catch some species of frogs and toads at the right moment, it would look like they were giving birth to live young by vomiting them up through the mouth. The species Rhinoderma darwinii, also known as the Darwin frog, is native to South America, found primarily in the freshwater streams of Chile and Argentina. As part of their reproductive cycle, male Darwin frogs eat their young. This is not as grim as it sounds. There's no chewing, no digestion. Instead, when a male Darwin frog swallows his tadpoles, he stores them in a pouch known as the vocal sac, where they brood safely until metamorphosis occurs. After this, they can be vomited out of their father's mouth as fully formed froglets. Other species of anurans practice genuine gastric brooding, where a parent stores their young not just in a sac accessed through the mouth, but literally in the stomach, where the food usually goes. But there's a fact about anuran emesis that's even more astounding, and it comes not during reproduction, but when frogs and toads need to vomit up whatever they just ate. Anurans have such a strong vomiting reflex that when their bodies detect the presence of potentially toxic contents in the stomach, they will vomit not only the contents of the digestive system, but the digestive system itself, with the stomach turning inside out, shooting out of the mouth, and hanging out from between the lips like a giant pink balloon made of ham. This adaptation is known as gastric eversion. Frogs and toads are not the only animals that do it. Sharks and rays are sometimes known to barf up their own guts when they need to. In fact, this gastric aversion adaptation among anurans features in a strange letter I found published in the journal Nature in the year 1996 by authors Tomio Naito and Richard Wassersug called "Why Are Toads Right-Handed?" In this letter, the authors are responding to previous research published in the same journal, reporting that most toads show a preference for using their right foreleg to wipe away material stuck to their head or their face. There was a question that lingered about this. Why the preference for right-handed grooming behaviors? Naito and Wassersug suggested a possible answer rooted in gastric aversion. You see, sometimes it's not enough to turn your own stomach inside out and dangle it out between your jaws. You have to make sure that when you swallow your stomach once again, you don't accidentally drag the noxious material you were trying to get rid of back inside along with your guts. So to prevent this, frogs and toads have an instinctive wiping reflex. While the inverted stomach is hanging out through the mouth, they will vigorously wipe off the inside of their stomach with their forelegs. What Naito and Wassersug pointed out was that the anuran digestive system is not symmetric. Because the tissue connecting the digestive system to the inside of the abdomen is shorter on the right side than on the left, the stomach, when inverted, tends to hang out the right side of the mouth, sometimes completely out of reach of the left hand. So they argue, there's a chance that when a toad grooms itself with its right hand, it's because that's the hand that it can count on to reach the guts. Tune in to new editions of The Artifact every Wednesday, hosted by either Robert or myself. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets, and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.